When we are Reish Tazayin Sif Beis and Hippos Hareach. Im Zesh Yosef Yirena Hareach 8, Omin 8, Vorei Atzei Besomim. If the thing which you're smelling is like a branch or a stick, tree, or something from a tree, Vorei Atzei Besomim. Nimu Esev, or a bush even. I mean, who aced, but if it's some sort of grass or flower or plant, you know, whatever, Rebarach Bar Isfei Vesamim. Eino Lomin Eitz, Lomin Eitz, if it's neither, Kamo Hamusk, like musk, which comes from different animals have musk and they use it for perfume and stuff or whatever. Rebarach Bar Yimei Vesamim. Then you make a Mine Vesamim. However, if the fruit, which is roi lachila, like you spell an apple or an esrog, we got to esrog on sukkahs later, but upon him, you smell an apple and it smells really good, and you make a bracha, noisim echtova peiros. That's only if you take it to smell. Or else, You take the apple, you want to eat it and smell it. So even though you want to eat it, but since you also have kavanah to smell it, you can make a berei nosu direct of the pears. But if you take the apple and you want to eat it and you smell it, avo bishu ma'ale reach tov, even if you smell the reach, eino mavarach, you don't make a bracha. So even though you smell something, unless you have kavanah to smell it, it doesn't have a din of getting hana. That's why sometimes person can say to a person, you want to check something, you see if you can make a bracha on it, does this thing have a good smell or not? So you can, take, it's like te'ima, you can take a little smell to check, is this roi or not? But or if you're walking through the street and you smell something, if you don't have kavanah to stop and smell it, you wouldn't make a bracha on it.
So mechanics, if someone's picking up, just say, where they buy apples, if they smell the apple, and then they just, based on the smell, they decide to buy it. So it's ain't in the bar.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
That you someone's just stopped picking up an apple because they taco want to have a kavanah to smell it,
yeah.
Then they're better. If they're making a bracha, they don't know why. Why am I eating it and it happens to also smell wonderful? Do I not also make a bracha?
Because you're not supposed to be getting hana from the. It's like hana bal korcha. You can't, if I go ahead and stick an apple under your nose, you don't have to make a bracha. So if you decide at that point that you want to smell it, then you can make a bracha.
You could. It's not that you can't. It's that you don't have.
You have to. If you sit there and go and you smell and you go, so Kobe, you would have to make a bracha,
Okay.
But the point is, smell comes automatically.
If,
so
if you're smelling in the course of eating, in the barach, but if you're smelling for the purpose of
smelling, food, even if you decide you're going to eat it, and you decide, this this smells really good, I'm going to want to make a bracha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, kulam, I'm burying the samim yatsa, and the burying the samim is like shahakol, which is a suffix, and what bracha you make burying the samim, and you yoytze hilchach. I'll call davar shehu mesufak bo mevarach b'rei v'samim, and anything which you're mesufak, you say b'rei v'samim. Al egos muskata, which is nutmeg, I think. Al kanila, which is
we decided it's cinnamon.
Cinnamon. This gets complex because
the oil decided it's cinnamon.
Right. So it's simmering, right? So it's cinnamon, but clove, b'chol b'samim. Shehem la'achila, even though we don't really eat cloves, we only use the spice.
So, you don't actually have to eat a clove. It just doesn't taste
right. Yeah, it doesn't taste good. It's only, so I could be they used to, I don't know, whatever.
It's used primarily for reach.
Right.
Many Middle Easterns will put it in their rice. Often will drop a couple of cloves into that.
Well, you put it in the pickling spice to make corn beef.
Right, exactly.
So
it's not something you want to use right there.
Right. So I'll go in and also react to the pears. The reason I have a question mark about this being cinnamon, even though that's what the post can say, is because it's cinnamon's a bark, the bark of a tree. So it's a pre.
So Moshe was kind enough to post what the Indian is. Cinnamon is harvested by basically they take the tree, they mamish grow it for like 2 years, and then they wiggle it down all the way to the root. So the tree is not the megadol. The tree is constantly being whittled down to the root. So therefore, because it's not coming from the actual tree part, but it's coming down from the bark lower to the root, and they chop it literally down to the root every 2 years, it falls under the hadama category instead of the.
No, but it says, but it's a pre. It's not a pre. It's a b'samim maybe, but it's not a pre. Nutmeg is a nut. A nut just comes from a nut. It's not a pre. Clove is even a clove is a bit of a pre. It's the bark of the tree. So
it's a
stereotype when it
says
kinyan
cinnamon.
It's well, Mr. Burr says it's simmering, and I think in Brooklyn, they say it's simmering, but.
Baruch Hashem, Kenila has caused us a lot of
aggravation. Okay, so I'll tell you what the hakra is in a minute. There's a hakra on it. Alverid for al hakinamon shehu ur hahindi. It's some sort of Indian spice. For al may haverid on rose water, al lavona. Lavona, everyone heard about lavona in the early Eretz Yisrael. Everyone was taking it by Corona time here. It became a big thing. It helped, we're ingesting it's frankincense. They're ingesting lavona. I actually think it helped, but to a certain degree. Vahamatstiki, kiyotze behem, atze besamim, because these are from wood, which makes more sense for cinnamon. But since it seems there's a suffix, the post can say, since there's a suffix on cinnamon, about, is it, from the two sifim, they say, barabian, mine, besamim. The meaning on cinnamon is to make barabian and besamim, because it's unclear, is it a fruit, is it, from the two halachas of Shulchan Aruch, it's unclear exactly what it is, so therefore.
Since you make barabian
and besamim, you're yotze, right. So there's a bit of a suffix. Now, Al Shemin Al Farsimon, Mavarak Barabi Al Shemin Arabi, I think it's balsamic, balsam oil, something like that. I don't really know what it really is, or maybe we do have it. I don't know. No one uses it. It's a special thing in Eretz Yisrael that it's a special Shemin, which smells really, really good. In Shabbos says that you can't use a Farsimon to light Neiros with, because it's highly flammable. Brings a mice there that a mother-in-law didn't like her daughter-in-law, so she went ahead and she soaked her dress in Shemin HaFarsimon, and when she lit Neiros, she caught on fire. That's a horror. It's a mice in the Gemara. In the beginning of Ma'amar Likim. It's a short Gemara, but it's telling why Farsimon's dangerous. But the fella. Shemin Zayis, Shekotcho, oh, Tachno, Achechazer Recho, no, they, but when you chop it up and it has a nice smell, Varachalabori, Atze Besamim. That's Atze Besamim, that since it's not the actual fruit, then you go ahead and you smash it up, like by food, it goes down a level of brachos. So also it says here that the Mishabura explains why don't you make a notzah derech tova peiros is because if the only way you're going to smell it is by squashing it up, so it's not the peiros which you're smelling. Not only grows like an ester grows with a beautiful smell, an apple, but an olive doesn't smell. When you break it up and make olive oil, so then it smells, so therefore you don't make a notzah derech tova peiros, you make a atzei b'samim because it comes from a tree.
Kind of like the tikkun in the mishnah, where if you cook the fruit in the...
Right.
Water, then
you
still
right.
You make shahak. You're changing the dynamic.
Exactly, right. Shemin she'bisma k'mon shemin ha-mishcha. Let's say you went ahead and you put the spices, rosemary or something, and you made a spice oil, which people do, a fragrant oil. Im ba'atzei v'samim, v'rach b'atzei v'samim. If it's with atzei v'samim, v'rach b'atzei v'samim. Im ba'isvei v'samim, v'rach b'isvei v'samim. Im ha'yubo etzim u'v'samim, because it's a combination, so you make a mine besamim. In sinenu, bahotzi mino besamim. If you went ahead and then you filtered out the spice out of the oil, so now you want to smell the oil. It's a fragrant oil. You want to smell it. And then what? Some say taka gets the dinner bari shemin arif, and you make a bracha as a shemin. Yish arim shein mivarech alav klal. Don't say you make any bracha, because the chiluk is the shemin arev is the yishon that's only shemin afar something. It's a special one bracha for shemin afar, which Eretz Yisrael is miyuchadim. But it sounds like you don't make any bracha at all. The havi reyach she'ein lo ikur. This is called reyach she'ein lo ikur. Kimeshesaviku nochun lizar me'al reyachbo. So two things. One is that reyach she'ein lo ikur. For instance, if they put into shampoo, they put scent of lemon or scent of if it's not artificial, like it's a more natural one. They put scents of stuff which they extracted and put it in. You don't make a bracha on that because for the perfume smell or whatever is not it's called reyach she'ein lo ikur. You wouldn't make a bracha on it. The second thing to point out we're going to see is that just like by food, you try to avoid shiloh, so too with smelling things. If there's a shiloh, it's better not to make and better not to go ahead and try to smell it. Because it gets complicated. Try your best not to smell these things.
Close your nose.
Yeah, something like that. Oh no! Like I said, if it's there, it's fine. Just don't take it to smell. Simlach lechilfei diyama, some sort of seaweed, I don't know, whatever. Atvari atzei b'samim, because it's a bush. Simlach yesh b'farshim rosemary. Simlach, some say it's rosemary. Yesh b'farshim yasmin. Some say it's jasmine. That smell, you can make more isfei b'samim. Nargis, chavatzelis, that's also a chavatzelis, which I guess, people do know what it is, I don't. I'm sure you can find pictures. Yeshomim, shihulirio, v'imdada v'gina v'varach v'abarei atzei b'samim. If it's in a gina, it comes from a nice bush. Yimdada b'sadim v'varach v'arei isfei b'samim, it doesn't grow as well, so it grows more like a grass. Hayu lefan of atzei b'samim. Just agav over here. The Rav Shulchan talks about what about tobacco? Not okay. Snuff is something else. Not about if you're smelling someone smoking. Do you make a bracha on it? So Rav Shulchan says. He wasn't so pro of smoking. The second place he mentioned talks about smoking. He said, Beis HaKnesses, he says, well, it's also the smoke in the Beis HaKnesses. It's Mamash of Yizayon and whatever. And he said, with smoke, with cigarette smoke, well, it was tobacco smoke. He said, as a, even though your person, he smokes, he feels good, but that's, okay, that's a chila, I don't know, that's not really a chila, but the people smelling it, it's a bitter smell. A lot of women don't like the smell, so he says, you don't make a bracha on it. Now the truth is, cigarette smoke is pretty harsh, but when I was a kid, they had, my principal used to smoke a pipe, he could smell the whole school. That doctor smells good.
Sweet smelling.
Yeah.
Borderline incense.
Right, so that
you're vaping and,
yeah, but that stuff is not.
The vape doesn't really have a radar.
Yeah.
This is an actual mamash. You smoke a pipe, it's a real.
It's a real smell from the
tobacco. And sometimes it's absolutely, people are like, oh, what is that? It smells so good. Because it's a different type of tobacco. So
right.
My high, what does he say?
So he doesn't talk about that. So that's he says it's bitter smell. To me, it doesn't mean pipes, but an actual pipe.
You walk into a room and someone with incense. You make a buffet, you don't make a buffet.
We'll get to incense soon.
We'll get to incense.
But upon it, and the other thing is also with coffee is that you walk into a coffee store, you have to make a bracha. So the thing is, because the whole point of coffee, I mentioned before, is that if something is for a chila, it's there for a chila, so you'll make a bracha. But if you walk in because you want to smell coffee, you pick up a bag of coffee and make a smell, you would probably say nosim reach tova peiros. If it's ground up, it could be, you'd say, maybe you'd say, b'nei b'samim. Fine. How are you fond of atzei b'samim, isvei b'samim, b'nei b'samim? You have three different types. V'arach al-kol echad, v'racha ha-ruyer lo. You don't say b'nei b'samim to pot everything. You make three brachos. So gabim berach al kulam. Meaning, if you said one bracha with kavana for the, everything yotza. Bein tzarich lahatim shal eitz v'shal l'shal isay besamim. Ayin levishir aleph. That he said the Ramah is saying this totally on the machlokes over there about you have to go ahead and makdim eitz adama. It's the same machlokes there, same machlokes over here. Heviu l'fun of hadas v'shemen. You have a hadas and you have. If it turns out the bracha is the same, bracha al hadas, the potter is a shemen. Make a bracha on the hadas, the potter, the shemen, because it's like a shalim. The shemen is processed, so it's a lesser bracha. Also, wasn't grown to go ahead and have a smell. Hadas has a natural smell. Mevarach al hadas tchila. You always make a bracha on the. On the hadas first. Here is how the even this time of Shemana Farsavon. The Moshe Bura says, "I'll go to Shemana Farsavon, Reichel Machmas Atzmo. Lo call it by him. It's not like Shemana Zayis or whatever. Gan Bechasu Chashuva. Filari Hadas Ukibur Yoso. Since the hadas is whole and shalom, it's like making a bracha on the shalom, as opposed to like a half a fruit." Mvarchin al hamugmar. This is Birch the Sonic Shimasima Kholim the Rechman. This is incense. You make a bracha on the incense, Mishiyale Kitar Oshno, when the smoke starts coming up. Kodashiagiolo Harech. But you see the smoke coming up, it's like it's supposed to make the bracha before the smoke comes to you. It's like making a bracha kodem. Avalogi brach kodashiyale kitar oshno. But don't make a bracha and then wait for the oshno to come up. You see the smoke coming up, you make a bracha. And you asked about what about let's see, hamugmar. Because if you know it's coming from a pipe, if you smell it outside the room, I don't know if you have to be in the room and you're kavana to smell it. Hamugmar im hu shoeit varach bari atzei v'samim. If it's something like a stick, some sort of stick or something, atzei v'samim. Asif, where you say besamim im shel sharminim bore mine besamim, and you make a mine besamim if it's something which is from other stuff. Hamiriach beesrog shel mitzvah, someone who smells an esrog on sukkis, mevarach olav. And we're talking on sukkis, not before sukkis is not, it's esrog shel mitzvah, but it's before sukkis. V'yesh onish einu mevarach, since you don't make a bracha, lakach nachon shelo lariach bo. It's better during sukkis. Not to smell your esrog. Not to go, beautiful. You want to smell it before sukkis? Smell it. But once it's sukkis, it's the machlokes, it's better not to go ahead, and to suffix. But the Mishabur brings, Imer Riechma, the Magna Ram says, that you shouldn't make a bracha. Because it's not a bracha sahakel, you shouldn't make a bracha. If you smell it, therefore it's best to not smell it. The question is, can you, after Hashanah Rabbah, when you finish the mitzvah, can you smell it then? It could be, because it's not, it could be someone else can do a mitzvah with it, I'm not sure. I go, Yesh Omin, the Mereach HaPas Chav, Yesh Olavarech, Shonos HaMereach Tov BaPas. Some say, the Budran said, some say that there's a special bracha, Shonos HaMereach Tov BaPas. The smelling fresh baked bread is very nice. You get a lot of Hanav. Yesh Omin, the Ein Lavarech Halav, the Yesh Omin, the Ein Lavarech Halav, you don't have a special bracha like that. L'chach Ein Lavarech Bo, therefore don't smell it. And the Magen Ram says, Hu Adin, don't make a bracha if you smell it. You walk by Angel's Bakery and whatever. You don't make a bracha on baking bread. All right, Meishud Zayin, second sif about besamim. Hanichlas lechanus v'shal boisin. You walk into perfume store. Sheish b'minei besamim. Now we're not talking about. The fake perfume, you walk into the perfume section, and well, I'm thinking of America, you walk into the department store, and you walk through the perfume section, and it's, yeah, exactly. So that's not, that stuff is an Eloiker, it's not, even, but it's not when you go to the, you have, sometimes you have natural stores, where they have perfumed, like, they have, like, some sort of spices, natural oils,
they have stores.
Right, so mevarach bari min besamim. You walk in, because you walk in to smell it, because that's the whole point, and you do min besamim. Yoshev sham kol hayom. But if you're, let's say you're selling there, you sit there the whole day. Einu mevarach al achas. When you walk in, you make a bracha. After that, you don't make a bracha. Or who adin, like I said, so the thing is, a coffee store would be different, because if you're selling it, and you're selling it to eat. But sometimes someone walks in because they want to smell good coffee, so that would be different. But it's a little bit different in that case. Nichnas v'yoytze. He goes in and out. Averach al kol pan, and he makes a bracha each time. Oh, it means he goes out for like a while and comes back. It's like a hefsek bracha, like any other bracha. But after shlohi adai to lavzor, it's only if he wasn't planning to go back. But adai to lavzor, lo yivarech, he only make once. It's not called leaving. Eim avarchin al hareach, ela inke nase lahariach. You only make a bracha on something which is made to smell. Obviously, I mean, fruits are different. That Kosh Baruch Hu has a nice smell with it, but something. But you make some sort of perfume or some sort of fragrance only if it's made to smell. Hilchach ein varchin al basamim shel meisim. If they put basamim shel meisim, nusin lamal ve'amito. They put some good smelling stuff so people don't smell the mace. So that's coming to cancel out a bad smell. That you don't make a bracha on, even though technically it smells good by itself, but if it's put there, miyucha, to cancel out a bad smell, then you don't make a bracha on it. She'enam el lahavir suchot ha-shomeis, right? It's only to take away the bad smell of a mace. So, v'al l'suna, l'suna l'mata, b'varchi, but if it's underneath, to go ahead and maybe to help people calm down, or whatever, it's not to cancel out the mace, you make a bracha. She'ani oimer, l'chot ha-chayim ha-suyim, it's for the chayim. For people who are alive, they're making so that, you know, it smells good. V'chein, ein mevarchim al basam yishal beis ha-kisei, if someone puts a fragrance in the bathroom, v'lo shemen ha-asui lahavir as zuama, deodorant. If you put people like wearing, you know, use patchouli or some other natural deodorant, whatever, then you don't make a bracha on that. Achayim mevarchim al basamim. You don't make a bracha on basamim. Sorry, I did that. Fine. Gimel mugmar she megamrim bo sakelim. Let's say someone smokes a fragrance of kalim. They smoke it to make kalim smell good. Achayim mevarchim. If you don't make a bracha on the kalim, because it's not for even the mugmar itself. It's you don't make a bracha on the kalim or the begadim because it's not lo ikur. If you shall not say the riach ba'atzmoi shall mugmar elokelite riach ba'kalim. Even the mugmar itself you don't make a bracha because it's just God made to make the like clothing and things smell good. V'chein ha-meriach v'keilin she'im mugvarim einu n'mavarech. So to someone who smells the keilin, e'im mugvarim einu n'mavarech sh'fi she'in ikr. There's no ikr, it's just a scent which is stuck in it. And the reach below ikr. That's called the reach below ikr. B'samim shel erva. So a woman's wearing perfume, obviously natural perfume, and it smells really good. You don't make a bracha because it's a gzeira, you're not supposed to smell the gemara, it's a lacha, not supposed to smell the sami of someone who you're not married to. Maybe in Isha Pnuya you would, but Akal Panim, it's still nowadays they're all in all types of cheskas nidois, so they're not. So therefore, it's still not shivan erva. So therefore, if one walks through the street with a natural smell of some sort of strong perfume or whatever, you don't make a bracha. You know, in kupa shavu samin tolu, but tzavara shifriti she has. Right. Kupa shavu samin tolu, but tzavara. She has a spice she wears on her neck. Oh, chesis biyado apia. Yeah, we're not talking about. I guess we're talking about perfume she sprays on her body. She has actual. Yeah. Some sort of perfume or something in her hand or something. Amy Baruch Hanaleh, he should also have a Yechmehem, Shaviyavu de Hergo Neshika, Okira Basar, because a person might end up getting carried away and it's not good. Besamim, Hashel Avodos Kochavim, and I'll put it, you see from here also the idea that women walking through women. It's, I don't know, it's a naive, but a woman walking through the streets to put a little bit too much perfume. Yeah, not supposed to. Right. Sandals, right. So a person.
It's not
sinful. Right. That's a lot of teenage girls on this don't even realize. It's something they have.
It's not simple for them to put on.
Right. You put a little bit on, that's okay, but not that you walk by and like the clouds are clouds sitting there for like 2 minutes. Besamim shalavodas chachavim, aim of archiv aleim, something besamim which was used in a church, let's say, or something like that. If it's future, also the reyach bein, or mamash of a rezor, and again, it's mamash of a rezor, and kuwa din, yeah, you know, but stuff.
I'm not sure a church would fall into that, but it's chachavim, I'm not sure, but.
It gets complicated, it's machlokis. From the place up over here on the hill in Beit Shemesh, they're Catholic, could be there, would be.
Real about Azar.
You go into India, that it's also the Riach and Nomik Abracha. Misiba shall of the Kachar, Emivarcha, the Sang Shalahem. If there's a Misiba of Goyim, then do not, you shouldn't smell the Besamim. The Stam Misiba is to celebrate some sort of holiday of some sort, and therefore, we also. Hayaholech Chutz. If you're walking outside and you smell something good, then you don't make a bracha. It's obviously to the Rabbi Rav Yisrael Mavarach. Now, obviously, the case has to be here that you know what smell it is and where it's coming from. You know it's coming from. It has to be coming from something. It's not an artificial smell. Because otherwise you wouldn't make a bracha. And when you walk into the streets nowadays, I don't know if you would smell natural smells. Usually not.
It's not like Hanukkah in Beit Shemesh where you're smelling everyone's lattes.
It's a different, like, usually you don't smell like, you know, like it's you know, soap. I don't know. But Al-Kopanim, and as Mishnah points out, that some say it's only when you have Kavanah to Meriach, and then you don't have to. Some say you don't. Well, he says that the Rav Poskim Cholkim also a field of Mevarach Cholin. If you do smell, you do make a bracha. Since you're getting lemaisa, you're getting hanah from the reach. So according to the other Poskim, it could be that if you have kavana hafuchos, if kavana not to smell it, so that's when like you want to, you know, that's when you don't make a bracha. But if you have stam, you're walking through and you smell something that you can't. That's called smelling. So you should just have kavana and smell it. If two smells you mix together, you go after the rove of what the smells are. Obviously, if it's a cloud of smell, and I don't know what, but they're talking about there's two different types of reichos, you know, sitting next to each other, I guess, or mixed in together. It really sort of depends on the rove of the actual thing, not. If you smell something, it's a bit of this, a bit of that. I don't know if it goes by that. Well, Kopanim, fine. I think we'll stop here. We'll start with Brichos Anisim tomorrow.
This is all.